USA News. I'm Jerry Barmish. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced a debt limit deal has been reached in principle with the White House.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce.
But McCarthy stressed there is a lot to do ahead of the expected vote on Wednesday.
Out of respect, I want to brief our members about where we currently are. I expect to finish the writing of the bill, checking with the White House and speaking to the President again tomorrow afternoon, and then posting the text of it tomorrow, and then be voting on it on Wednesday.
The tentative deal makes no changes to Medicaid and protects President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, CNN reported. Another horse has died at the famed Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, the second in as many days and 12th in the past month. Kimberly Dream was euthanized after suffering a leg injury in a race on Saturday. The Texas House has impeached Attorney General Ken Paxton. The vote on Saturday was 121-23, with Paxton now suspended from office pending a Senate trial. The Republican-led House General Investigating Committee filed 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton, with allegations ranging from disregard of official duty to bribery and obstruction of justice. Travel for Memorial Day weekend is likely to surpass pre-pandemic levels. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says airlines have delivered considerable improvement in avoiding delays and cancellations. Buttigieg says his agency is working to minimize travel disruptions amid an ongoing air traffic controller shortage. Pope Francis resumed normal activities today after having a fever. He spoke to artists and writers from around the world at a Vatican conference. One of those in attendance, Oscar-winning director Martin Scorsese. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Ford has secured a deal to expand access to Tesla charging stations in North America. CEO Jim Farley joined Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Thursday to announce beginning next year, Ford EVs can use the Tesla Supercharger network. Ford customers will gain access to 12,000 sites in 2024 and will be getting an adapter that will fit the Tesla V2 superchargers. Beyonce is thanking the late Tina Turner for paving the way for future musicians. On Friday, during her Renaissance tour stop in Paris, Beyonce told the crowd to show some love for Turner, saying, quote, "Scream so she can feel your love." Turner died at the age of 83 this week after a long illness. There's a ruling on a lawsuit put forth by stars of a movie made more than a half century ago.
A judge tossed a lawsuit brought by actors in Franco Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet. Actors Olivia Hussey and Leonard Whiting, who are now 72, originally claimed that a nude scene in the 1968 film was child pornography and that the pair had been sexually abused while filming that movie. Superior Court Judge Allison McKenzie ruled in favor of a motion from defendant Paramount Pictures to dismiss that lawsuit that was brought by Hussey, who played Juliet at age 15, and Whiting, who played Romeo at 16. I'm Corey Myers.
The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is atop the box office in U.S. theaters, making $38 million on opening day. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.